Coyotes have become fixtures of American life, and not just on the open range. They roam city streets and parks too. And in Kansas, the coyote population has nearly tripled since the 1980s. Thing is, they are unwelcome around ranches, farms, and homes, and people are hunting them, sometimes in competitions. But coyotes are resilient, as David Kondos of the Kansas News Service reports. And we should warn you, this story has the sound of gunfire.
As morning light creeps across this pasture, Brian Garrison sits motionless, covered in camo, reclining on a cushion next to a sagebrush. It's opening day of the Southwest Kansas Coyote Calling Contest in Kismet, and Garrison, his son, and a friend are competing with other teams to see who can call in and shoot the most coyotes, or coyotes as folks pronounce it around here. So with a shotgun in one hand and a remote in the other, he plays the role of DJ, spinning some of the coyote calling world's greatest hits.
Here's a raccoon pup distress. Cottontail female coyote challenge.
After about 15 minutes, there's a flash of gray 40 yards ahead. Garrison fires twice, but misses. The coyote disappears back into the brush.
It's fun because it's hard. You don't turn on a call and every coyote in the country come running to you.
Calling contests mark just the latest chapter in a centuries-long war between humans and coyotes, as both species expand their range across the continent. And the coyotes are winning. Intelligent, resilient, and extremely adaptable, coyotes have thrived even as many other American mammals have declined or disappeared since European settlement. Cutting down forests just gave them more habitat. Exterminating wolves removed their chief rival. Now, they are the most abundant large predator in the country. So coyote callers figure that for everyone they bring in, that's one less potential threat to livestock out on the range. Garrison says he commonly gets calls from nearby ranchers asking him to come shoot unwelcome coyotes on their land.
If somebody was breaking into your house and stealing your goods and messing with your well-being, you'd do something about it.
The next afternoon, teams line up coyote carcasses by the dozen on the grass behind City Hall.
53.2.
They're counted, weighed, and remember, it's a competition. So to guard against cheating, kitchen thermometers measure if the bodies are still warm. Then they're checked for the right amount of rigor mortis. Finally, the winning hunters sit down for a lie detector test to make sure they followed the rules. Altogether, the teams bring in a total of 83 coyotes. And that's just a drop in the bucket. Americans kill roughly 500,000 coyotes each year. But coyote populations, well, they just keep getting stronger. Here's Kansas State University wildlife specialist Drew Ricketts.
People always talk about how if there's a nuclear war or whatever, there's going to be cockroaches and rats left, and I always throw coyotes into that. You know, they've survived as much persecution as any animal on the face of the earth, and they've just expanded in the face of it.
Coyotes have stretched their territory by 40% since the 1950s, from the Alaskan tundra to the Florida coast to downtown Chicago. And all the while, humans have been trying to kill them, infecting them with diseases, tossing poisoned baits from snowmobiles, shooting them down from helicopters. But coyotes have shown an uncanny knack for survival. They can live anywhere, eat almost anything. And research shows that when a bunch of coyotes are killed, the remaining ones have bigger litters to make up for it. On one hand, that helps them withstand so much persecution. But Colette Atkins with the Center for Biological Diversity says it also creates a vicious cycle.
People spend money and resources killing coyotes. Coyotes respond by increasing their reproductive rates, and then we just have more killing. This happens year after year after year.
So if hunting coyotes won't make livestock safer, then what might? Michelle Lute, a conservation scientist with the Project Coyote organization, points to research showing that deterrence may actually be more effective and less expensive than killing.
You think you're doing good, and all you're doing is measuring progress based on a pile of dead coyotes. So if your concern is your bottom line and protecting your livestock, then let's talk about, you know, what works.
That could be guard dogs, better fencing, motion-activated lights and sounds. And there's now federal funding to help ranchers from California to Michigan switch to those types of non-lethal strategies. But Lute says it's an uphill battle to change long-held mindsets that view coyotes as dangerous intruders, rather than a native part of the landscape that can coexist with us.
It's a challenge. But after years and years of killing coyotes, if your conflict levels haven't changed, then maybe you need to try and do something different.
Meanwhile, the state estimates coyote attacks cost the Kansas cattle industry $4 million a year. A few years ago, they dragged off some of Bob Davies' calves at his ranch near Kismet.
Yeah, it's right across the river over here.
His response? Renaming that piece of land Coyote Pasture. After dealing with these wily canines for decades, he knows what he's up against. It's the coyotes' world now. We just live in it.
They're going to survive, you know, no matter what we do. They're going to be around forever.
For Here and Now, I'm David Kondos in Kismet, Kansas.